Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about investing in the organization and investing in yourself. Towards the end of 2019, when our team at H3 HR Advisors met to wrap up the year and talk about some of the projects and opportunities and challenges that were awaiting us in the new year, we also talked about how we could just get better, smarter, better able to take care of our clients and ourselves in the new year. It was a really interesting and valuable set of discussions, and for our mostly remotely working group, making the time to meet in person was also especially important. Sometimes calls, texts, and chats, even video calls, are just not enough to get the collaboration and creative ideas going. Meeting in person from time to time was certainly very valuable. During the meeting, one of the things that we talked about, that even as a small, independent company, we still needed to think about our own ongoing development and education. And because there isn't a formal, large organization and training and development group behind us, that we truly needed to own and, more importantly, invest in our own development, both for the benefit of H3 HR as a company, but also for us as individuals and professionals. The idea of individuals having to step up and proactively take charge of their own development is not unique to small companies like ours, however. Even people at some of the largest, best-resourced organizations in the world also just can't sit back and wait for their organizations to, quote-unquote, develop them or prepare them necessarily for the new jobs, new technologies, and new ways of working that are coming. In fact, the topic of employee development, or reskilling, is a complex and important one in 2020, and one that we plan to revisit both at H3 HR and on the Alexa Show this year. But I wanted to highlight just one thing and share some early learning from one of the activities that the H3 HR team members are engaged with in 2020, which is the online learning and education platform known as MasterClass. For those who might not be familiar, MasterClass is a set of resources, largely short to medium form videos in nature, where many of the world's foremost and most successful leaders, experts, and high achievers in business, arts, management, leadership, cooking, public speaking, and more share their insights, experiences, and expertise. These masterclasses are pretty easy to consume, are self-paced, and from my early experiences with the platform, cut pretty quickly to the central ideas and concepts that these masters wish to share. One of the many positive attributes of the masterclass platform and collection of classes and topics is that you can essentially tailor them for your own needs and interests. For example, I felt that negotiation was something I wanted to learn more about and improve upon this year. And you could also work with your other team members if there's a topic that the group wanted to explore and work on together, something like creativity or maybe problem solving perhaps. But either as personal topics I wanted to pursue or topics the team talked about wanting to address as a collective, so far my experience with MasterClass has been extremely positive. Getting the opportunity to hear directly from some of the world's leading experts in their own voices, expand upon what they've learned, their experiences, and their advice. It's kind of unusual, I think, and so far, really valuable. But aside from a recommendation for the MasterClass platform, and please note, this is not a sponsored piece, and we have not been compensated in any way by MasterClass. We're fully paid members. I wanted to share this story because it does serve as a reminder to me, and hopefully to you as well, that we have to be proactive and intentional about our own learning and development, especially in really small organizations. And we have to connect to our teams and close colleagues, too, to gauge their ideas and thoughts about what we need to learn, to get better at, to improve upon, and to just expand our ideas and thinking in order to be the best team and to be our best selves. H3 HR is a small company right now, but even as a small company, the need to focus on development and improvement can't be ignored. I hope that you and your organization will also make time and commitment to invest in your own learning and development in 2020 as well. And finally, because life can't be all about work, I have taken some time to watch the Aaron Franklin, famed barbecue legend, his masterclass all about barbecue and grilling, which is highly recommended. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.